107.1 FM.
Good afternoon, everybody, from Wymore, Nebraska, the home of the Southern High Raiders. It is Pioneer Conference volleyball tournament time here this afternoon and this evening. We've got two games coming your way in the semifinal of this tournament. First game will be Fall City Sacred Heart, 14-13 on the year, taking on the top seed Exeter Milligan Friend Bobcats, who are 18-5 on the year. They're ranked number 10 in their class coming into this week. Our second game will feature the Johnson Brock Eagles and the Pawnee City Indians, two teams that made it to the semifinals with wins on Monday. Pawnee City, in fact, winning two games on Monday to get here to the semifinals tonight and hoping to continue on with this tournament, as we'll be back for action. The finals coming up here on Saturday. In this ball game, as we said, St. Hart is 14-13, and EMF is 18-5. Our presenting sponsor for today's games is F&M Bank in Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. That's F&M Bank in Fall City. Thank them for being our presenting sponsor. How did we get here? Well, yesterday, EMF, the number one seed, they waited to see who won the play-in game. It was Southern, and they defeated the Raiders 2-0 to advance to tonight's semifinals. Fall City Sacred Heart, the fifth seed, took out number four seed Humboldt Table Rock Senior 2-0 last night in the quarterfinals to get to this point today. EMF winning 25-10 and 25-17. Sacred Heart over HTRS 25-15 and 25-21. That sets up our matches here this afternoon in this first game. It's Fall City Sacred Heart, EMF, ready to go here in a few minutes. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, come back and tell you who's going to be playing in this ball game after this on PTNC.
Buying a vehicle is a big decision, but financing it doesn't have to be. At F&M Bank, our local auto loan experts make the process simple, fast, and affordable. With competitive rates and decisions made right here in your community, you'll spend less time on paperwork and more time behind the wheel. Stop in today and talk with one of our friendly loan officers to see how F&M Bank can help. F&M Bank. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Are you looking for a bite that hits the spot morning, noon, or night? Swing by the Little Brown Jug in Pawnee City, conveniently located on the corner of Highway 50 and Highway 8. Our deli serving up hot breakfast, hearty lunches, and satisfying dinners. So whether you're fueling up for the road or grabbing a quick snack on break, we've got beverages, grab-and-go meals, and treats for all ages. And hey, good luck to the Pawnee City Athletics team this season. Your hometown's cheering you on, and we are too, at the Little Brown Jug. Stop in today. You won't leave disappointed.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have, because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority, and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, the teams are back out here on the floor. Sacred Heart doing their warm-ups right now. They'll get 5 minutes, and then it's going to be, I guess EMF is already out there doing theirs. They are technically the home team here tonight. All right, looking at the Irish, Coach M. Ebel will be using these players tonight. 5'8" junior, Isabel Newsbaum. 5'7" freshman, Bailey Lemeron. 5'7" senior, Daisy Witt. 5'7" junior, Dorothy Krause. 5'5" junior, Emerson Courtney. We'll also see 5'7" sophomore, Ryan Westengard, 5'8 freshman Kemper Sipple, and 5'9 junior Hallie Jones, who starts depending off the Irish are serving or receiving. So we'll find out that when we get here in just a few more minutes. So that's the players of the Irish are counting on for most of this action tonight. For EMF, they will use a number of players as well, including a sophomore, Reese Tuttle. They didn't give us any heights on their players in the program. Kaylin Schluter is a senior. Cadence Hawsey is a senior. Miley Rickenbaugh is a sophomore. Olivia Luzin is a senior. Brinley Johnson, a freshman. Aniston Mines is a junior. Kendall Phillippe, a junior. And Kylie Oldenhope is a senior. Those are the players that the Bobcats are planning to utilize in this competition this afternoon. For the Irish on the season, leading the way in kills so far this year, Hallie Jones with 129 on the year. Also with more than 100 is Dorothy Krause, 103. Stacey Witt has 96. As far as ace serves, the Irish led by Dorothy Krause with 34 aces, 26 for Bailey Lemeron, and 29 for Daisy Wood, and 34 for Daisy Krause. The set assist leading the way for Sagan Hart, Daisy Wood with 221. Bailey Lemeron has 165 for the Irish, and leading the team in blocks and assists is Isabel Newsbaum, 11 blocks and 10 assists on the season for the Irish. Looking at some of the numbers for Exeter Milligan Friend in this ballgame, leading them in kills on the season is going to be Cadence Hawsey. Hawsey, the senior, has 363 kills, averaging better than 6 per game. That's K's per set, 6.1. They also have 159 kills for Kylie Odenholt with 159 on the season. As far as that's about all they had for stats for Exeter Milligan Friend. So we'll do our best to keep up with who's playing and what they're doing. Other than that, we'll find out how this all pans out. Should be some good games here tonight. St. Hart EMF followed by Johnson, Brock, and Pawnee City in our nightcap. Coming up later tonight, over on Sister Station, Sunny 101.3, Randy Couture is up at Tecumseh. The Potter Bulldog Girls taking on Johnson County Central tonight in the semifinals of the East Central Nebraska Conference. That one, we're thinking, will tip off somewhere. Tip off, I'm not tip off. First serve will be about 6:30, 7 o'clock tonight, somewhere in that neighborhood. Up at Tecumseh, Johnson County Central tonight. So you can tune in Auburn at JCC if you want to and listen to that one as well. Well, the Irish are doing their serving here before we get started. We're going to have some more time here before the game gets underway, it looks like. So we'll take another two-minute break right here and then be back and get the rest of the pregame festivities taken care of and get the game underway on KTNC.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. This is a time to remind everyone of the importance of early detection. Regular screenings and mammograms can save lives by catching cancer at its earliest, most treatable stages. So talk to your healthcare provider and encourage those you love to make their health a priority. Nemaha County Hospital encourages proactive healthcare and is here to support your health needs. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC in Falls City.
Start your martial arts journey today. Bella Martial Arts will have a free trial week October 27th to November 6th. Kids build confidence with Taekwondo. Get a fun workout with kickboxing for teens and adults. and learn self-defense skills with Krav Maga. More info about Free Trial Week and our Halloween party online at hellomartialarts.com or call 402-380-3383. That's Hello Martial Arts in Fall City, 402-380-3383.
Johnson Quick Stop is your one-stop shop in Johnson, Nebraska for travel, fuel, and repair needs. From fresh home-cooked meals for breakfast and lunch to gas, drinks, pizza, burgers, and even quick vehicle repairs, we've got you covered. We're also the proud sponsors of the Father's Day Chicken Barbecue. We're not your average convenience store. We serve the cities of Johnson, Tecumseh, and the surrounding area with fast, affordable, and friendly service that'll keep you moving. Johnson Quick Stop, where small-town service meets everything you need, all in one stop.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back here to Wymore. Getting ready to go here. Lots of things coming up this week. Volleyball tonight here on Sunny 101.3. Football on Friday. We'll have East Central Nebraska Conference Volleyball for you on Thursday night, again from Tecumseh, and then Friday night we've got football action, a district title game in Class C1. The Auburn Bulldogs will host the Syracuse Rockets. That's coming up this coming Friday night, so you will want to be tuned in for that fun game as we get down here. Actually, coming to the end of the regular season, 8-man teams in Nebraska high school football. Their regular season ends with this game this week. They play an 8-game schedule, not 9. And they'll start playoff action next week. So we get all the pregame do's and don'ts lined out here. And now we'll meet the starters for the two teams here. Good crowd on hand. I came up here today. Nice. No rain. Nice. A few clouds. I'm not going to need my jacket or anything inside. When it's not rain inside, I'm only going to 50 feet to my vehicle after the game's over. If it is raining, I won't get that wet. Walk in here, and the AC is on in the gym, which is very nice. But it's chilly. It is chilly in the old gym. At Southern High. So the Irish are introduced. Now it's Reese Tuttle. Introduced, and I'll tell you what, EMF, not unexpected, they are going to have a height advantage in this match. They don't put their heights, they don't list their heights in their programs, but you can look down there, and they are tall. All a bunch of young ladies that are going to be starting this match for them. They'll have a height advantage over the Irish in this contest. So we are ready to get started here. I think everything's ready to go. Now we've got the good luck line going. Teams greet each other at the net. And then we'll be set. All right, here we come. Players coming. Players aren't starting, coming off the floor. Now we've got it going. Say Hart's got 8 girls out there. That's probably a couple more are going to be allowed to use. There we go. Coming off the floor is Emerson Courtney, libero. And sitting down for the moment, Bailey Lemeron. We are set. Ready to go here in this first game for the Irish. Now we bring back in Emerson Courtney and for Hallie Jones. All right. The Irish are going to be serving to start the match here tonight. Today, tonight, whatever. going to be tonight most of the way, folks. It's after 5, it's tonight. Back to serve the Irish, Daisy with the senior, and she fires one across, return. It's set, push forward across the net to the Irish. A set and a kill attempt by Sacred Heart by Witt for the back. Now a ball dug out of the back row for the Irish by Sipple. And now set up again. The Irish are going to have to push it across, and they just get it across. Back up, and a spike attempt, a save, a dig. The Irish can't come up with it. Making the dive to the floor that time, D.C. Witt, but unable to come up with it. And our score goes 1-0, the lead to EMF on the first play of the game. All right, Shea Hart digs out Witt in the backcourt, and now the spike attempt for the kill. Ryan Westengard too long. It's out, and it's now 2-0. EMF with the lead. Doing the serving. Back for EMF is Rickenbach. Puts it across to Witt. And now the kill down by Kemper Sipple on the left side of the net. Left side, and she puts it down for the first Irish point of the match. So Sipple gets the kill for Sacred Heart. Now we come the other way. Serving for the Irish, Dorothy Krause, junior, sends it deep into the floor, a set up, and Irish block it at the net, set up, and a kill attempt, blocked back, the kill attempt by Ryan Westengard, blocked back by the Bobcats, good return that time by Hawsey, and it's 3-1, here's the service from the libero, received deep by Krause, set up for Hallie Jones. He pounded it, blocked back to the Irish, and the Irish are in the net, and it will be a point for EMF. That makes it 4-1. Allie Jones, momentum carried her into the net that time, and it's 4-1. EMF with the lead. Back serve for EMF. Taylan Schluter, a senior, fires it up deep, and Krause digs it out, set. And third across, free ball, and it's in. Good job there by the Irish. From the back that time, set up and put in there by Witt. As it goes deep, EMF thought it was going out. It did not. It landed back in the corner on the far left side, and it's a 4-2 match, first set. Serving to the Irish, Westengard across, deep middle, set to the front, and the spike attempt blocked back. Big block by Kemper Sipple. Sipple with the block, it's 4-3, and the Irish are within one. Second service, they're coming up here, Ryan Westengard back there. Got that one. Now she'll have another one here, good, deep serve again. And a push across, dug out by the Irish, by Witt. Now back, here's a spike attempt, down, digging it out of there, Krause again. Irish had to put a free ball across, they do, and EMF doesn't come up with it. So it'll be a point for the Irish, served by Westengard, her second service point, and we are tied at 4-4. That was just going to be a free ball, and it went deep, and nobody could come up with it for EMF. Here's a set to the front, a push across, dug out of there by the Irish, by Westengard, and the set put back across by Sipple, and the Irish can't get to it. Ball got up in the air, and it just came down in no man's land, trying to dig it out with Westengard. It'll be 5-4 EMF with the lead. All right, back to serve it now will be the Bobcats, and the server, Olivia Luzum. Luzum, a senior. Lefty fires it across deep. Krause digs it out. Witt will set it for Nussbaum. Nussbaum puts it back across. It was going out. EMF brought it back in. They get it across the Irish. Set up for Jones, and she dinks it across. And a good save by EMF. Back to the way, Westengard to Witt to Jones. Bumps it across with her fist. Dug out again by EMF, and another free ball for the Irish now. The set, the attack, and dug out again. And here comes EMF on their try. They'll push across it into the antenna. That is out. Point for Sacred Heart in a 5-5 ball game. Well, good job of the Irish here. Kemper Sipple having a good match for Sacred Heart. Digging out that ball a couple of times on that exchange. In to serve now for the Irish, Bailey Limeron, 5'7 freshman. Winner on ready. Fires it across deep in the middle. Now set to the left side and hammered across. Krause will dig it out after the attack by Hawsey. And Jones puts it across, blocks it back on the overpass. And now a step to the left side again for Hawsey. Tipped by the Irish, it goes to Jones. She'll put it back across. And now the step to the right side. Krause with the dig to push forward. Jones on another attack. Puts it across and gets the kill. Blocked to the net, but came down. So the kill for the Irish goes to Hallie Jones, and the Irish take the lead now, 6-5. 6-5, Sacred Heart. Point served by Lemeron. She'll have another one here. It's across to the back row and a push. And the attack for the back up. And it is going to be Kraus digging it out, but it went up and it got in the rafters. And now we're going to be tied at 6-6. Got up in the rafters, came down, and nothing the Irish could do about that. Here we come. Served by EMF. Back there. Cadence Hawsey. Hawsey ready. Jump serve. Krause with the dig. Ahead Jones on the right side. Push it across. Push it forward. Here's the attack on the right side. Blocked back by Jones. Still coming across to the Irish. They put it right back to the EMF side. And a back row attack. Blocked by Sacred Heart. Good job, Isabel Newsbaum, with the block for the Irish. And the Irish get the point up now, 7-6. In to serve the Irish, Emerson Courtney, 5'5", junior. Ready. Fires it across, and down to the knees they get. Set to the middle, a push across. Witt will push it across. The set by Lemeron, and putting it across and down is Newsbaum. She just pushed it across just far enough, nobody can get to it, and the Irish have an 8-6 lead here in the semifinal. Set number one. Again. Serve. Back and out. Too long that time by Emerson Courtney. So now we have an 8-7 set. Sayhart leading. In to serve Sophie Weber, a junior. Weber. Fired it across deep to the middle. Westergaard digs it out. Here's the set. And the Irish come across too strong on the attack that time by singer Daisy Witt. And we are 8-8. Ball went out long. Weber will serve it again. Weber set, ready, and she hit her middle right in the back of the head. Okay, the Irish get the point. 9-8. The jump serve went right into the back of the head of her teammate, Kylie Oldenhope. Kylie turned around, smiled, said, "Don't do that again." Service for the Irish. Newsbaum wide of the mark on the right side, out of there, and it's now 9-9. As we plot our way toward 25, see who wins this first set. Serving will be Kendall Phillippe, junior. Fires it across to the Irish right side. Set for Witt. Pushes it across to the right hand. A set and a kill attempt. And the Irish can't dig it out. Ball finds the floor as Bailey Lemeron went headlong after it. Couldn't come up with it. And it's 10-9 EMF. Serving once again will be Phillippe. And to the net. And we've got what? Into the net for the Irish. Ball came across, caught on the net. It came down, and Lemeron got into the net. So now it's 11-9 EMF. There's a serve again. Dug out by the Irish. Pushed across by Witt. And it's come back across, and it's out. Good dig there by Newsbaum to start. Witt pushed it across. And it's 11-10. Sig Hart within one again. Serving will be Daisy Witt, the Irish senior. Up with a long jump serve to the back, left side. And a push across by EMF. Good job there. Kylie Oldenhope with the kill. Just pushing it across, and we have a 12-10 score. No timeouts taken yet by either team. Miley Rickenbaugh to serve it. Long out of there, and the Irish back within one. Not the highest ceiling here in the gym you'll ever see. Baskets over the floor, hang down quite a ways. Rouse to serve for the Irish. Fires it wide to the left side of the floor as she looks at it. Out wide, and it'll be 13-11 now. Serving the libero, and a deep serve dug out of there by the Irish by Courtney. And a kill by Sagan Hart. Kemper Zippel. She goes up, fires it through the block. It hits the floor. And the Irish pull within one at 13-12. Ready to serve it for the Irish now again. Weston guard back. Good serve. Dug out of the back row. Push forward. And a back attack coming up. Dug out by Weston guard on the Irish side. And now the kill is blocked. Kemper Zippel went up on the right side. Her shot blocked back. And it'll be point PMF 14-12. Serving now for the Bobcats. Olivia Lusum again. The lefty fires it across. Dug out by Sagenhart. The set by Mers. And nobody was there ready to set. I think maybe I crossed. Well, it might have been Zippel with the set that time. At any rate, the set went up, came down, hit the deck, and it's a 3-point advantage for EMF. Here's the ball dug out by Krause, pushes it forward. DeWitt can get a hand on it, but can't get the ball passed or set cleanly. Comes down, hits her a second time, and it'll be a point for EMF. And now the biggest lead of the game of the set, 4 points for EMF. Here's the lefty serve again in the back row. Weston guard digs it out. Move it forward to Jones, pushes it across. Here's a set to the middle and a push back. The Irish dig it out. Now a set and has to push it across to Newsbaum. Attack from the left. The Irish go down to the floor to dig it out. The ball hits up in the stands. Krause couldn't get it moved forward. It went off to the side. Timeout and Sagan Hart. Trailing now by a score of 17-12 in set number one here at Wymore. We'll take a 1 minute timeout and be back on KTNC.
Farmers know you need more than seed and feed to grow your business. It takes dedication, insight, and a willingness to work hard. And it takes Frontier Bank. From real estate loans to expand your operation, equipment financing to boost your output, livestock, and operating loans. Frontier Bank has the people to help. Stop by or schedule an appointment today. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
Do you ever feel like your insurance knows your zip code, but not your name? At Community Insurance Group, we're not just local, we're personal. Whether it's your farm, your home, your wheels, or your business, we tailor coverage that fits your life, right here in Southeast Nebraska. With decades of experience and a team that treats you like family, we're here when it matters most. Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Humboldt, Sterling, and Tecumseh. We put the you in community.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
17-12, Extra Milligan Friend with the lead over the Irish here in this first set of the semifinal match. Serve deep, Krause will put it forward. Set to Newsbaum, puts it across, and they can't handle it on the EMF side. Newsbaum will get her third kill, and it's 17-13. The Irish down four. Bailey Lemeron in to serve now for Sagan Hart and plays a Kemper Zippel. Lemeron serve across, deep, they pick it out. And now a kill from the back row, Krause. In the back middle, and the ball pushed across, set too far. Newsbaum put it up into the net where Witt couldn't get to it, and it's a point again for EMF, 18-13. Serving again, Cadence Hawsey. Hawsey puts it up in the air, puts it across. Witt receive it. They set it back for her, and it's hit back. She puts it right back on the overpass. And out of the back row, Weston guard and Krause come mind and dig it out. The ball goes forward and nobody can get to it for Sacred Heart. And Coach Emma Evil wants another timeout for Sacred Heart. Now down by 6, 19-13. Back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Whether it's your hometown gear or a quick to-go meal, we've got something for everyone at W7 Design in downtown Fall City. From custom tees and cozy hoodies to snacks and to-go lunches, W7 should be your next stop, whether shopping for you or someone else. You can shop in-store, order online anytime at w7designco.com, or follow us on Facebook for new arrivals and local love. W7 Design in Fall City. Custom looks from homegrown roots.
Need a contractor who does it all? Mesger Construction has you covered. From top-tier concrete work to steel buildings built to last, Dave Mesger and his team deliver quality you can trust. Whether it's commercial, residential, or agricultural, no job is too big or small. When you need reliability, experience, and craftsmanship, Mesger Construction is the name to call. Build strong, build smart, build with Mesger. Call today, 402-245-1371 for Mesger Construction.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back live here at Wymore and EMF. Kill attempt, long out, giving the Irish a point. Here's an ace serve for the Irish. Back there serving the ball for Sacred Heart for the ace. Good by Emerson Courtney. So she gets the ace, and it's 19-15. Courtney, you ready? Fires it across again, deep. They go down the floor to dig it out. Set to the middle, blocked by Newsbaum, set by Lemeron. And Kraus tried to kill it, and the ball came down on the EMF side. Now back over it goes, and it'll be Whitman across, and a free ball for the Irish. Kraus with the dig, the set, the back set, and the Irish go with it to Witt, and she tries to go cross court to the corner, too long, and the ball is out. 20-15 EMF with the lead here. First set, serving Sophie Weber. Weber gets set, fires it. Westengaard receives it, push the ball forward to Newsbaum. She'll take it across for the Irish. Here's a set and an attack from the left side, and it is down the line and in. It's spiked by Rickenbaugh. She'll get the kill, and now it's a 21-15 advantage for EMF. Once again, the Bobcats ready to serve it. Hard serve, and it's an ace. It's on the line. Got by Kraus, and the Irish let it go, hoping it would go out, but it did not. So the ace for Sophie Weber, 22-15. The Irish down by their biggest margin of the game, of the set, by 7. Another serve. This one's into the net. That stops the run at 22-16 now. Sacred Heart needs some points. In fact, served Isabel Newsbaum, the 5'8 junior. She gets set. Back into the game, libero Taylan Schluter for EMF. Here's a serve to the back row. Push forward, an attack from behind the line, and that ball is out. Tried to attack down the right side of the Irish defense again. The ball was just wide of the mark, 22-17. Service point for Isabel Newsbaum. She'll serve it again. Gets ready. And it's into the net. 23-17 EMF. 2 points away from a set one win. Out of the match comes Sophie Weber. That's nine. That is Johnson, Brinley Johnson. She's one of the tall girls on that team for EMF. Set to the front row, and the attack by Westengaard is long. And it's now 24-17, set point for EMF. Serving will be Kendall Phillippe. Got 1 point. Here's the ball in the back. Dugout set and pushed across by Westengaard. EMF will set it for a back row attack, and it falls right in the middle. The kill for Hawsey, and your score in set number one, Exeter Milligan Freeman, 25, Fall City Sacred Heart, 17, 25-17, EMF wins set number one. We'll take a two-minute timeout and be back with the second set of the Pioneer Conference semifinals here on KTNC.
A global leader filled with hometown spirit, FAST Global Solutions is proud to support area school athletics. Trusted by companies from all over the globe, FAST Global Solutions is an industry leader in airline, air cargo, and material handling equipment. Our high-quality, innovative products are backed by an experienced team with small-town values. Just like student-athletes, FAST Global Solutions is committed to excellence in providing winning solutions for our customers, community, and employees. Visit us at FastSolutions.com to learn more.
Johnson Quick Stop is your one-stop shop in Johnson, Nebraska for travel, fuel, and repair needs. From fresh home-cooked meals for breakfast and lunch to gas, drinks, pizza, burgers, and even quick vehicle repairs, we've got you covered. We're also the proud sponsors of the Father's Day Chicken Barbecue. We're not your average convenience store. We serve the cities of Johnson, Tecumseh, and the surrounding area with fast, affordable, and friendly service that'll keep you moving. Johnson Quick Stop, where small-town service meets everything you need, all in one stop.
Buying a home is one of life's biggest milestones, and you deserve a partner who makes the process simple. At F&M Bank, our local home loan experts are here to guide you every step of the way, from pre-approval to closing day. We'll work with you to find the right loan that fits your budget and your future. Come in and talk to one of our friendly loan officers to see how F&M Bank can help you own your own home. F&M Bank. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. F&M Bank is an equal housing opportunity lender. Member FDIC.
Are you looking for a bite that hits the spot morning, noon, or night? Swing by the Little Brown Jug in Pawnee City, conveniently located on the corner of Highway 50 and Highway 8. Our deli serving up hot breakfast, hearty lunches, and satisfying dinners. So whether you're fueling up for the road or grabbing a quick snack on break, we've got beverages, grab-and-go meals, and treats for all ages. And hey, good luck to the Pawnee City Athletics team this season. Your hometown's cheering you on, and we are too, at the Little Brown Jug. Stop in today. You won't leave disappointed.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, back here at Wymore Southern High School. The first set won by Exeter Milligan Friend by a score of 25-17 to take the first set. For our other conference semifinal set up tonight at Tecumseh, Elmwood Murdoch defeated Freeman in the first set, 25-20, the first set there. All right, here come the Irish girls out of the locker room between sets. Now they get their side of the floor. EMF stayed out here. They've been ready to go. Saying, where are they at? Where are they at? Let's play. So here we go. Maybe. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 for the Irish. Okay. Into the matchup goes Emerson Courtney. In the back row, libero. In comes the libero for EMF. They will serve, start set number two. Back there, Miley Rickenbaugh, sophomore to serve. She lines up kind of on the left side as we look down that way for their side of the floor. Here's a set and pushed across by Witt. And it will be a kill for Daisy Witt, and the Irish lead 1-0. 1-0, the Irish take a quick lead here in set number two. Now it'll be Daisy Witt back to serve it. Puts it across to the back. Set to the front. Attack to push across. And the Irish pass forward. Westengard puts it across. And now here comes the attack and a block back by Westengard and Sipple. They go up together and get the combined kill on the block for a Sagenhardt point. 2-0 the Irish lead. Serve it again. Daisy Witt on the way deep. Coming all the way back to the Irish side. And a set for Westengard. Up. It's off the fingertips of EMF. They'll get it. Now they'll put it back across the Irish. Had to push it across. Back set for Westengard. And it goes off of Kendall Phillippe. And the Irish lead 3-0 here to start second in set number two. Weston Guard with the kill there. And the service point. Or excuse me, that's Witt with the service point. And this time the serve will go into the net and it's 3-1. So 3-1, the Irish off to a quick lead here in set number two. See if they can get the momentum on their side and keep it going. There's a long, hard serve. Isabel Newsbaum back there to try to receive it. A high serve probably would have been out. It was off her hand out, and it's 3-2. Serving Frost to Newsbaum again. Does a good job on that one. Pass, and Kraus will go up for the attack off the hand of the defender and out on the EMF side. So, kill for Dorothy Kraus and 4-2 save at heart. Serving will be Dorothy Kraus back to the deep end in the middle. And an attack to the back. It is Newsbaum. She got it, did a good job. The ball went way high and it hit the ceiling. And it came down awkwardly again. The Irish couldn't do anything with it. So now it's 4-3. Sacred Heart by a point. Sin's got a couple of points here tonight against the Irish. Deep serve, Kraus, and the set to the middle for Sipple by Witt. Set put across by Witt. Saved by the Bobcats, and the kill put down in the back row. A kill for Hawsey. And we've got a 4-4 ball game. 4-4, set 2. EMF with the tie now, and they'll be serving it. Losing the lefty back there. Kraus will dig it out. Set for Jones. Puts it down. A kill for Hallie Jones for the Irish. And it's 5-4, Sacred Heart. So now back to serve for the Irish. Again, Ryan Westengard, sophomore, ready. Jump serve, cross to the back row. Now they put it across. Westengard can't get up fast enough on or get down fast enough to get to it. It's a point for EMF, and we're tied at 5. All right, here we go. Serving. EMF from the right side, bring it across. The Irish overpass. Sipple received it, went back, it got up on the net, rolled across to the EMF side, and they're able to put it back. And now it's 6-5, EMF with the lead. The serve it again will be the Bobcats. Third across low, Westengard can't dig out the serve by Caden's Hawsey, and now it's 7-5 EMF. Hawsey ready again. Jump serve to the back, Westengard puts it over. Witt able to receive it. Puts it in the back, the attack by Sipple, and she puts it back from the back row for a point for the Irish. It's 7-6. Kill down the right center of the floor that time. And now serving will be Bailey Leneron for the Irish. Leneron ready. Fires it across. No, into the net. Came down in a hurry and went into the net, and it's 8-6. EMF with the lead. So we get ready for a serve by the Bobcats, dug out of the back by Witt. The kill attempt by Jones, blocked right back. The Irish able to dig it out, get it across. Here's a kill attempt and a block by by Newsbaum. And now it's bumped across by the Irish by Witt. Pushed across by EMF, and we've got two hits, a double hit on the EMF side. And it's now 8-7 EMF with the lead. Two hits on one player that time. Ball came down on her, and then she hit it again. Didn't have much choice that time. Service from the back by the Irish. Serving is Courtney. And and the ball return is too long, and we're tied at 8 on the kill attempt from EMF. They go right to left as we look at it here, toward the south, into the floor at Wymore this evening. Courtney ready to serve it again, does. Received in the back row, pushed across. Set, pushes it across. And we're going to have a kill attempt, and it's into the net. And the Irish will reclaim the lead, 9-8. 9-8, and another service point for Emerson Courtney, her fourth of the match. Going for three in a row here, good serve. Push to the front, the set, and put back. Dug out by Sigurd Lemeron. Put across by Krause, the block back and down by Brindley Johnson, the freshman. And we're at 9-9. Going into serve, Kendall Phillippe, junior for EMF. Service across. Krause with the receive ahead. Lemeron will set it. And Newsbaum wide of the mark. Cross court is out. And it'll be 10-9 EMF. EMF with the lead and the serve. To the middle, the Weston guard set. Over to Newsbaum, pushes it across, 1-2, they try to get it across, they can't get it there. So it will go as a point for the Irish here at 10-10, as it is Newsbaum to put it across there. And now she'll go to the service line for the Irish. Good, low, hard serve, and it's set to the middle, and it is Holly Oldenhope, the senior, and she pounds it down the middle of the floor, and nobody can get there for the Irish. 11-10 EMF. Serving is EMF. Middle. Picked off there. Set. The back row. Weston guard with it. Right back at her. Puts it across to the Irish again. Now it's set and a kill this time for Hosey. Hosey with the kill. Rickenbaugh doing the serving. Rickenbaugh, just a sophomore, stands on the near left side of the floor. Floats one across this time. Irish set it up to the middle. Have to free ball it across from Westengard. Back to the middle and a set to the left side. And a hammer job coming from Hosey again. Her third kill of this second set. And now all of a sudden, 13-10. EMF for the lead. Timeout. Irish back in 1 minute on KTNC.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. This is a time to remind everyone of the importance of early detection. Regular screenings and mammograms can save lives by catching cancer at its earliest, most treatable stages. So talk to your healthcare provider and encourage those you love to make their health a priority. Nemaha County Hospital encourages proactive healthcare and is here to support your health needs. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way. From oil changes to complete engine rebuilds, your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Rickenbaugh with the serve, received by Krause, set by Witt for Weston Guard, and it's in the net. Point for EMF, makes it 14-10. 4 in a row now for EMF to take a 4-point lead. Floater across, deep to Newsbaum, and pushed across by Witt, dug out by the libero, and a set to the left side, and through the block with the kill is Hosey, her fifth kill, fourth this set, and it's 5 points in a row, 15-10 EMF with the lead. Pawnee City and Johnson Brock will be our second game tonight. Krause dived to get the ball back, put across by Westengaard, and a set to the middle, and dug out again by the Irish, by Courtney. Pushing it across will be Sagerhart, and now dug up, set for Krause. First spike is blocked back, and now a block in the middle. Westengaard, good job, blocked it back. And now another kill attempt. Neusbaum will dig it up. Firing the cross, gets it up the floor toward the net, and pushing the cross is Ryan Westengaard. That breaks the run at five. It's 15-11. Lead to EMF. Serving for the Irish now will be Daisy Witt, 5'7", senior. To the back row with a serve. And a set to the right side, dug out by Neusbaum. Set, pushed across, and the Irish don't get it across. They tried to bump it across at Sipple, and four hits on Sagerhart will make it 16-11 EMF. Back there serving will be their libero now. Whoop, gonna have to restart Schluter. Ready to go. Timeout called. With a 16-11 5-point advantage for EMF over the Irish. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Start your martial arts journey today. Teller Martial Arts will have a free trial week October 27th to November 6th. Kids build confidence with Taekwondo, get a fun workout with kickboxing for teens and adults, and learn self-defense skills with Krav Maga. More info about free trial week and our Halloween party online at hellomartialarts.com or call 402-380-3383. That's Teller Martial Arts in Falls City, 402-380-3383.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Sagerhart will push the ball across after the serve. They get one up in the air deck. This one falls down slow so they can control it. Now a dig by D.C. Witt. Set to the left side for Krause. Should come cross court. And the ball's coming across. Blocked back by Westengaard. Setting up EMF for the left side attack. And down it goes. And we have a point for EMF is the kill by, this time, Mainz, number 10, and it's 17-11 EMF. Serve short into the net this time, and it's 17-12. They are down by 5. Second set, down 1 set to none, to the top-seeded EMF Bobcats. Serving Dorothy Krause, that goes to the back row. Set up from the back row, blocked by Westengaard. Set again to that left side, and it goes to the back row. Dug out by Krause, pushed across by Jones after the set. And another set, and the spike is out wide on the far right side. 17-13. Mike Hart gets the point. And back to serve again, Dorothy Krause. Krause ready. Junior fires it across deep and wide out of there. And it'll go 18-14 now. 18-14 EMF with the lead. Ready to go once again. Back on the service line to lose it, the lefty. Comes across, Krause pushes it forward, Witt will set it, push back across now, to EMF, and boy, they get set up well, get those attacks going, and it's down the left side, and it's out. Sagerhart gets the point, the spike wide by Hawsey that time, and it's 17-15, is that right? 17-15, all right, I've got an extra point there for EMS somewhere. And here's a kill attempt. Goes wide to the right side. Out again. What are they doing? Now it's 16. Now it's 17. Now they got 17-15. It's 18. That's right. It is 18. My score's all screwed up here. I thought I was right. I've got 18 for them. It should be 18-16, I think. Maybe it's 15. It might be 15. I've lost track. That's 18-15, what we've set it on. So here we go. Westergaard with a serve. Middle, back, set to the left side. Attack to the middle. Kraus digs it. Set up. Push across by Jones. Mishits it. Wide of the mark. And it's 19-15. EMF with the point. And the lead by four. Second set. Serving. Caden Posse again. Posse set. Fires it into the net. And it's 19-16. Sacred Heart within three. They've trailed by as many as six this set. Serving for the Irish, Bailey Lemeron, the 5'7 freshman. She gets set. Pounds the ball, and now the serve. They go to the back middle about every time, and the set is wide, and it's going to be four hits against EMF, and it's 19-17. Irish within two. Lemeron with the service point. Freshman ready. Fires another one. Deep to the back. Set is wide. They'll free ball it across to the Irish. Kraus digs out, and the set for the Irish to Witt. Too strong, no touch, and it'll be 20-17. 20-17, the lead now to EMF. First to 25 wins it. Here's the serve across. Witt will dig it out. They'll set it for her from the back row. She fires it across. And what do we have? Somebody got into the net. Apparently it's 2018. The Irish got a point. I don't honestly know why. Unless they call that four hits. They'll have four fingers and five fingers. I'm not sure what they call it. Here we go, and a spike to the middle, and Westergaard tries to dive for it and ends up on top of the volleyball. 21-18 now. Sagard down by three. In to serve it, Kendall Phillippe, the junior. Right hand ready, fires. Kraus with the dig. The set to the back for Neusbaum. And I think it surprised her. She has to do a little adjustment, circling, and the spike is wide, and it's 22-18. Next serve, Phillippe up. Kraus with the receive. The set for Neusbaum. She bumps it across. Ball pushed across. Dug out of there by the Irish, by Lemeron. Then pushed across. And it's going to be long. And it's going to be 23-18. EMF with the lead by five. Phillippe with another serve to the middle. Turn. Lemeron digs it out. And a kill attempt by Kraus. Dugout. Now a back row attack, and the Irish can't get it stopped. They tried to dig it out, but coming with the attack again is Schluter. Phillippe serving 3 points here so far this time. This one's across. 24-18 set point. Set it for Kraus. Can't get it across the net, and the set is over. It's a win for EMF 25-18 in set number two. EMF Bobcats lead Sacred Heart 2-0. They put time up on the clock. The Irish head to the locker room. Coach is huddling up. And now we'll take a 2 minute break and be back with the third set on KTNC after this 2 minute break.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved ones, call Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC in Falls City.
Frontier Bank is here to help you manage the financial side of your life. Through the investments we offer, we use local deposits to reinvest in the form of loans to local families, farms, and small businesses. One of our basic purposes is to combine the resources in our community to stimulate the local economy. When you invest with us, you're investing in your community. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
Do you ever feel like your insurance knows your zip code, but not your name? At Community Insurance Group, we're not just local, we're personal. Whether it's your farm, your home, your wheels, or your business, we tailor coverage that fits your life right here in Southeast Nebraska. With decades of experience and a team that treats you like family, we're here when it matters most. Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Humboldt, Sterling, and Tecumseh. We put the you in community.
Whether it's your hometown gear or a quick to-go meal, we've got something for everyone at W7 Design in downtown Fall City. From custom tees and cozy hoodies to snacks and to-go lunches, W7 should be your next stop, whether shopping for you or someone else. You can shop in-store, order online anytime at w7designco.com, or follow us on Facebook for new arrivals and local love. W7 Design in Fall City. Custom looks from homegrown roots.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back at Wyatt Moore at Southern High after two sets. It is Exeter Milligan, a friend, leading Fall City Sacred Heart, two sets to none, 25-17 in set one, 25-18 in set number two. Despite a quick lead in that one for the Irish, they got off to a 3-0 lead, but eventually ended up falling behind and lose by 7 points. In the other semifinal going on at the ECNC tournament, first match over there tonight, they are tied at a set apiece. Elwood Murdoch beat Freeman in set one, 25-20. The Falcons come back and take set two, 25-16. We'll have coverage over on Sunday 101.3 of the Auburn and Johnson County Central semifinal matchup of that ECNC tournament coming up here later on this evening. So now we're ready for set number three here. The Irish need to win this to extend the match. Ready to go. It will be Daisy Witt back to serve for the Irish. But, well, her sock and her knee pad is giving her a fit. There we go. Everything readjusted now, ready to roll. Here we go. Whistle sounds. We are set for set three. Witt with the serve to the far side. Cross court and attack back. Witt digs it out, pushes it forward. Krause will push it across. Set at the net and the attack from the middle from Hazy. Now Freeman, excuse me. It will be the Bobcats having to push it across. Free ball to the Irish that has come up just across the net. Witt goes down to get it but can't control it, and it's out to the side, and it's going to be a point for the Bobcats. 1-0. Served across. Weston Guard receives, and now she'll attack, and no touch. Too long. A point to the Bobcats. 2-0 quickly. EMF with the advantage. Here's another serve. Dug out of the back by Weston Guard. Push forward. Sipple with the attack off the hand of a Bobcat. And it'll be a point for the Irish. Sipple with the kill for the Irish. In the first two service points was Rickenbaugh. Now we've got a 2-1 third set. Sagan Hart to serve. Dorothy Krause back. Just over the net. And an overpass. Blocked back and down for a point. Ryan Westengard with it for the Irish. And we're 2-2. 2-2, set number 3. Point served by Krause. Here's another one coming for the junior. And it's into the net. Both teams with plenty of service errors today. Sagan Hart brings Emerson Courtney into the game, the junior. In place of Isabel Neuzvaught. Ball received in the back by Westengard, set for Jones. Her attack is blocked back, covered up, and the Irish cleared across. Jones, free ball to the Bobcats. They put it across, dug out by Jones. Set to the middle for Westengard, and a kill for Ryan Westengard. Her fourth of the match, and it is now 3-3. 3-3, set number 3 here at Southern High. Westengard back. She'll serve from the left side of the floor. Sophomore ready. Fires it across, deep to the back row and low. And an attack from the left side. Witt will dig it across. Jones will attack from the line. And now push it across and nobody home. The Irish had a hole defensively. Krause goes into a headlong dive and a roll but can't come up with it. And that'll make our score 4-3. Coach Emma Evil just about dove down and dug that one out herself for the Irish. She couldn't get her player there with the help. And now the service push and a set for Jones, and it is either in the net or blocked back. They're going to call 4 hits on the Irish. Say it went in the net first, came back on the Irish. Now 5-3. No, they just messed up the score again. 4-4, it says. That was an EMF one. Now they got it right. There's a kill from the back by Daisy Witt. And now it is 5-4. There you go. Now we're getting it right. 5-4, EMF with the lead. I think I'm keeping score along with her. Here's the attack, by Lemeron. Set to the left side. The attack by Hawsey off the hand of the up player for the Irish. That was Lemeron, and the ball went past her. And it's now 6-4 EMF. Serving it once again is Hawsey. Hawsey, good player at the net and in the backcourt. Deep serve, dug out Westengard, a push, and a set for Witt. Blocked back, she saves it. Back across. And the Irish block it. It's into the net, it's back to the EMF side, pushed across. Good job by the Bobcats, and a spike by the Irish. Good job by D.C. Witt, who gets the kill. And the Irish stayed with it. They could have quit, but they thought they had that point once or twice in that exchange. And now 6-5, it is a lead for EMF. Back to serve the Irish, and a deep serve by Courtney. Push back across, Courtney will dig it out of the back row. Set for Witt, tries a little bump it over across, and now the ball goes across, and the ball wide of the mark. I think it went across outside the antenna. So it'll be a point for Sagan Hart, 6-6. The ball came across on the set, was wide of the playing surface. EMF got to it fine and tried to bump it back across, but it went across outside the antenna. And a serve by the Irish. Westengard too long, and it's 7-6 EMF. Bobcats to serve it again. In to serve. It's going to be Sophie Weber again. Fires a kind of a screwball. That thing was spinning all the way. Set across. Krause will push it across. Set to the middle. And the Irish blocked the attack. Put down there by Oldenhope, but they could not stop it. It got to the ground. Olehoff with the kill. And it's now 8-6. Here's the serve. Dug out by Kraus, but it goes to the net. Leveron down, trying to save it out of the net, but can't get enough elevation on it to get the ball to a teammate. And it's now 9-6 EMS. They win this set, they win the match. 2-0, they lead in sets. To the back to Westengaard, and Witt tried to push it across rather than set it, and the ball's in the net, and it's 10-6, and timeout on the floor, called by the Irish, down by four, back in 1 minute on PTNC.
Need a contractor who does it all? Mesker Construction has you covered. From top-tier concrete work to steel buildings built to last, Dave Mesger and his team deliver quality you can trust. Whether it's commercial, residential, or agricultural, no job is too big or small. When you need reliability, experience, and craftsmanship, Mesger Construction is the name to call. Build strong, build smart, build with Mesger. Call today, 402-245-1371 for Mesger Construction.
A global leader filled with hometown spirit, Fast Global Solutions is proud to support area school athletics. Trusted by companies from all over the globe, Fast Global Solutions is an industry leader in airline, air cargo, and material handling equipment. Our high-quality, innovative products are backed by an experienced team with small-town values. Just like student-athletes, Fast Global Solutions is committed to excellence and providing winning solutions to our customers, community, and employees. Visit us at FastSolutions.com to learn more.
Global presence with small-town spirit.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Following the timeout, EMF with the serve, and Sophie Weber airmails one out the back end. Irish get the point down 10-7, serving is Newsbaum to the back, a set to the front, to the middle, and a bump across there by Oldenhoff, and an attack by Kraus after the set. Block back, they'll set her again, and she'll fire. And too strong. 11-7 EMF. Bobcats with the lead, and in to serve is Kendall Phillippe. She has 5 service points so far today. Dug out by Courtney. Witt pushes across, finds a hole, and the Irish get the point. That's 5 kills for Daisy Witt. It's 11-8. The Irish trail by 3. Back to serve for Sagan Hart now. D.C. Witt, senior. Ready. Scrapes the top of the net. Goes across. Dug out. And this time, standing flat, put it. Oldenhoff tried to put it across, but hit it into the net. And it's 11-9. The Irish trail. Witt ready, fires. Ace went to the deep far corner and gets it down. Her first ace, her fourth service point of the evening, and it's 11-10. Sagan Hart fighting back here. Witt gets set, fires the same spot. They dig this one out, set outside the perimeter, in, and the Irish will set it. Kill attempt by Westengaard, and now the attack by the EMF squad. Witt will fire it forward. Kraus able to push it across for the Irish. And now a set to the middle and a bump across, saved, dug out by Kraus. And another set, this time to the left side, off the block of Sipple. The ball finds the floor, and it is 13 to make it 12-10 EMF. 12-10, Bobcats serving Miley Rickenbaugh. Rickenbaugh with the serve, deep middle. Westengaard and the attack now by Sipple into the net. And it will be 13-10. The lead to EMF. Timeout. 13-10, EMF with the lead. Back in 1 minute on KTNC.
After that last load comes out of the field, the last thing you want to worry about is financing. That's where F&M Bank comes in. Our ag experts make it easy so you can focus on what matters most while we help set your operation up for success. From seed to harvest and everything in between, trust the local ag loan experts at F&M Bank. Stop by and talk with one of our experienced loan officers today. F&M Bank. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Are you looking for a bite that hits the spot morning, noon, or night? Swing by the Little Brown Jug in Pawnee City, conveniently located on the corner of Highway 50 and Highway 80. Our deli serving up hot breakfast, hearty lunches, and satisfying dinners. So whether you're fueling up for the road or grabbing a quick snack on break, we've got beverages, grab-and-go meals, and treats for all ages. And hey, good luck to the Pawnee City Athletics team this season. Your hometown's cheering you on, and we are too, at the Little Brown Jug. Stop in today. You won't leave disappointed.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Miley Rickenbaugh serves up an ace. Just over the net, goes across. The Irish can't dig it out. Isabel Newsom tried to get to it and just could not get down low enough to get that one. Rickenbaugh with another service point. 14-10. Newsom digs this one out. And the set. Back set trying to get across. She couldn't get to it. And now it's 15-10. A 5-point advantage for Exeter Milligan Friend. Serve by Rickenbaugh again. Newsom. And the attack by the Irish. And a kill for Ryan Westengard, her fifth on my scorecard, which is not very official. But I try to keep them. Just didn't always work very well. Krause back to serve it for the Irish. Junior Reddy fired it across and dug out of the back middle. Back set. The spike across and a kill for Oldenhope. Another kill for her. She has been a pain in the side for the Irish here tonight. 16-11. She comes out of the match right now and back there to serve is Schluter. Dug by Krause. Jones with the kill from the back. It is in the net and it's 17-11. So again, Schluter to serve it. Fires across. Oh! Good. Got Coach Evil that time. She is not in the field of play. So that's a point for Sagan Hart. I would think if you hit the opposing team's coach, you have to give up 2 points. Perhaps not. Spin to the back row, and now a move and an attack, and down again. Another point by Hawsey. Makes it 18-12. EMF with the advantage here in set three, trying to sweep the Irish out of this tournament as far as championship. They'll be in the consolation, the Louvre here on Saturday. This one scrapes the net, dug out by the Irish. Jones put, tried to put it across. She got the official up on the stand. It's really not safe to be anywhere in this gym right now. Players on both sides are getting coaches, referees. Here to dig in the back by Westengard, a short set. Stipple bumps it across, and it finds a hole. Kemper Stipple with a kill. I've got her for 5, and it's now 19-13. So a 7-point advantage. I believe that's the biggest we've had any of the games here today, any of the sets so far. Lemeron to serve, and it's going wide, but it's safe. Free ball, safe at heart. Krause pushes it forward, and the Irish are into the net. Lemeron's momentum carried her into the net as she's trying to back up so she can set that ball. And it will be a point for EMF, 20-13. Serving will be Hawsey. Hawsey, senior. Good, hard, low serve. The Irish have to bump it across. Free ball. Back to Hawsey. Set it up right side. The spike. And they can't get it down by Weber. Jones will attack. And three hits. They can't control it. Can the Bobcats. It'll be a kill for Hallie Jones. And a point for the Irish. 20-14. Back to serve. Emerson Courtney. 5-5 junior for the Irish. Sets. Fires it across. Receive. pushed it ahead. An attack from the middle, and they touch it, yes, off the hands of an Irish defender. And it'll be 21-14, ENF with the lead. 21-14. Back serving again, Weber. She'll get set. Fires it up the middle. Westgaard digs it out. Krause with the attack. And it's off the hand of one of the back row players. Off of Weber that time. So the kill for Dorothy Krause. And it's 21-15. Sayard down six. Serving. Isabel Newsbaum. And no good for the net. 22-15. So back to serve now for EMF will be Kendall Phillippe again. He's had a good day serving for the Bobcats. And another good serve. Low and across the net. The Irish hit it twice, but can't get it airborne enough. And it's 23-15. Phillippe with another service point there. This one across, dug out by the Irish. The attack with a left hand by Westengard. And a set. The Irish dig it out. Set for Krause. For Shea York, should just have to free ball it across. Now again, a kill attempt up, no good by Olenhope, blocked by the Irish. Saved it hard, can't control it after the ball comes right back to him after the block. It's a four-hit ball, and it's now game point, 24-15. Serving for the match is Phillippe. Received by Courtney, and it will be too long. Westengard tried the attack. Can't come up with your final score, 25-15, EMF with the win in set number three. We'll take a one-minute timeout and be back and give you the final wrap-up of this one on KTNC.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. This is a time to remind everyone of the importance of early detection. Regular screenings and mammograms can save lives by catching cancer at its earliest, most treatable stages. So talk to your healthcare provider and encourage those you love to make their health a priority. Nemaha County Hospital encourages proactive healthcare and is here to support your health needs. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here, Wymore. First semifinal is over. It is a win for Exeter Milligan Friend over Sacred Heart in three sets, 25-17, 25-18, and 25-15, the scores in the match. Exeter Milligan Friend improves on the year now to 19-5. Sacred Heart drops to 14-14. EMF will play in the championship Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock here at Southern. Again, to either Johnson, Brock, or Pawnee City. Those two schools hook up next here, coming up in a few minutes here on KTNC tonight. Sacred Heart will play in the third-place match Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. You'll also be able to hear that Saturday on KTNC. So that's where we're at right now. EMF advances to the championship match. Sacred Heart will play for third. Next up, it will be the Johnson, Brock Eagles and the Pawnee City Indians in the second semifinal of the afternoon here at Wymore. We'll send it back to the KTNC studios with Aaron Wisdom, and we'll be back with the second one here in a few minutes. We'll let you know when on KTNC.